Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, sad songs from Red Sovine. You'll hear those coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We got a letter.
Okay.
And,
Take a letter, Maria.
I love that song. Name the artist.
I know.
B.W. Stevens.
Very good. Thank you. Yes.
Darn right.
And Brooks and Dunn did a cover of it.
Is that right?
Oh, no. No, they didn't. They did a cover of Ma Maria.
Yes,
they did a different Maria song.
Maybe that's B.W. Stevens.
Wasn't that Ave Maria?
That was Tony Orlando.
I thought it was Tony Orlando and Dunn.
Wasn't that a Snoop Dogg version of Ave Maria?
Ma Maria. That's B.W.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that's the one that Brooks and Dunn did a cover.
Take a Letter, Maria is...
Is it Tony Orlando?
No. It's Jacob Horn.
It is Jacob Horn and the Kickers.
I have $1,000 that says it isn't.
No, it's Jacob Horn and the Horn Dogs. You remember them.
Oh, of course
they
I
were
do.
Crazy great.
R.B. Greaves?
Yes, R.B. Greaves.
R.B. Greaves.
Yeah, I was with you, Pat. I thought it was Tony Orlando.
Sounds just like an Orlando song.
Dear Chick, while listening to the show...
Last night, as I got home...
What a good song.
About a half past ten.
It is cool.
There was the woman I thought I knew.
Roger Bruce Greaves.
Another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool.
No
Let
fool.
Me tell you what happened then.
What a voice, huh?
I packed some clothes
okay.
and I walked out.
Okay.
And I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home.
I don't know if that word is supposed to be aunt. A-U-N-T, Maria. Sorry.
I'm going to need an eraser.
Do you have the whiteout?
Yeah.
This is typewriter days of the whiteout. I'm sorry. What a great voice.
That's a great song.
And it is R.B. Greaves. You're right, Kristen. Take a Letter, Maria. I'm sorry, why were you mentioning that?
What about My Maria by B.W. Stevens?
Well, that's a different song.
That is a different song.
Not the one you brought up.
My Maria. Yeah. Somebody else redid that recently.
Brooks and, even more recently.
No, I'm going to say Hootie, maybe.
Hootie? Okay. Darius Brooks and Dunn definitely did. I know that.
Dear Chick, listening to the show last week, and the best of, I'd heard a section that I never heard before. Apparently, you did some partying in South Beloit, Wisconsin. That's exactly true. You remember how Beloit got its name?
Oh. Yes, a golf ball.
The native people.
Yeah.
The chief hung his ass over a cliff.
Oh.
Going to the bathroom, and it hit the water, and it went, Beloit. And that's how
insulting an entire town.
They got,
entire
they got the name of Beloit, like, Wisconsin. There's
everybody
Beloit.
Poops.
And there's South Beloit.
That's right.
I heard you chicks say that you once did a head beer at one of the local establishments.
Mm.
That's true. They had a barber chair, and they would tip you upside down, proving that you can swallow. It doesn't have anything to do with gravity. And you would drink a beer.
What? Whoa,
crazy.
Yeah.
What happened?
But it goes right to your head.
I go upside down, and you drink a beer as you're upside down, proving that...
Like a keg stand, but you were in a barbershop chair.
I was in a barbershop chair upside down, yeah.
Yikes.
What establishment was that? I need to go there. I'm sure it's not...
there's no way they're still
it's not there. This, it says, thank you, Mayor Tom Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Maybe he's the mayor of South Beloit. And Gerald Fitzgerald. It was called the Iron Works.
Cool.
In Beloit.
Okay.
That's a true story.
Do they tie you down so you don't fall off the chair?
No. They leave some things up to you being a human being. try to stay in the chair, okay?
I'm having trouble understanding why this is interesting.
Dear Chick.
Of course.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with chess or bathtubs. We'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, this is my favorite story of the year already.
Guess what else it has?
Oh.
Defecant.
Oh,
no.
Dear Chick, my brother went through a divorce a couple of years ago and took a trip to clear his head. He asked people to post songs that would preoccupy his mind while he drove 6 hours to go back home.
All right.
So being the loving brother I am, I immediately sent him Teddy Bear by Red Sovine. Come on back and talk to Teddy Bear. You remember Teddy Bear, the story of Teddy Bear?
I don't.
It's a toddler, a smaller child.
Real sad, isn't it?
Yeah, under like 10 years old, he would get on the CB radio and talk to the truckers.
Truckers, yeah, from his base station.
And he would say, come on back and talk to Teddy Bear. Yeah, this is Red Sova. And at one point, Teddy Bear wasn't there anymore. He perished.
Yes. I was on the outskirts of a little southern town. Oh.
This is Red Sovine.
Trying to reach my destination before the sun went down.
Red Sovine.
The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19.
From the album That's Sovine.
When there came a little boy's voice on the radio line.
Oh.
That's right. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there?
Come on back,
truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic, and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear.
You got it.
And the little boy's voice came back on the air.
Oh.
Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?
Yeah.
I told him my handle, and then he began.
Oh, boy.
Now, what was his handle?
It wasn't anything.
little boy at the other end of the line.
It was Throbbing Rooster.
Ex-troop leader.
Dan 49.
So this boy has a so-called base station.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he's talking to all the truckers.
It's his only connection to the outside world.
Right, okay. Right.
Does he have...
Has to be inside.
Yeah. One wonders why he's not outside playing.
Does he have some illness.
Some horrible disease.
He has a horrible disease.
Is that true?
In the song,
it's true.
Is that what's coming up?
They leave it to the listener to piece all that wonderful stuff together.
And then, should we go ahead in the song?
Oh, I think we should. Okay, at this point, we must.
Went before his mama got home.
Oh, yeah.
And each driver said goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were all gone.
He said something about his marrow count. I don't know what it was.
I know what that means.
He said, so long, Tucker. I'll catch you again.
I'm just so tired.
Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, we've gone too far. We got to go.
No. He's just overjoyed.
Wait a minute. Are you... Well, you can't zip over parts.
Didn't he stop at his house? Is what it sounds like.
He did.
It sounds like the trucker went to his house.
Oh, this must be.
I picked up a Happy Meal and headed on over.
His parents were there. I touched Teddy Bear.
People thought it was weird. I had a Happy Meal in one hand and a six pack in the other. And there was Chris Hansen.
The gentleman said, you know why you're here?
What? And I said, well, damn it. I have
I got tackled in the front lawn.
So let's continue.
Play all of it.
I know. It's a 5-minute song.
Well,
we're running out of time.
Let's get to it.
5 minutes.
We've got the time.
Breaker 19 came a voice on the air.
Well, we've heard
just
this.
One word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear.
Mama Teddy Bear.
We wish each and every one a special prayer for you.
Special.
Because you just made my little boy's dream come true.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you.
Oh.
10-4. And goodbye.
Oh, my God.
So wait a minute. We missed the part where
who died?
His dad died.
Oh,
I'm reading the story. I'm reading the lyrics.
His mom came on because the little boy.
The little boy's crippled and his dad is dying. Oh.
So the kid's okay. I thought the kid stopped broadcasting because he was.
I thought the kid stopped.
The kid was crippled.
Right. I thought he was sick.
He says he's crippled and he can't go outside. Oh, he can't walk.
Four times. So the kid's okay.
Well, yes. Apparently that was his dad's.
Well, as okay as a crip can be. Yeah.
It's an older song. He can be gone now.
The kid's okay.
What?
That's important. Okay. And then
I thought the mom came on and said, "Hey, look."
I thought the child passed away as well.
No, he's apparently fine.
Oh,
it's still very sad. It's just not the sad that we thought it was. Okay,
unfortunately, he did go by
the kid's house. It says right here. He gave him his address and went by his house.
Yeah. Sir, look,
we don't allow trucks this large in the neighborhood. Just ran over someone's lawn.
You've taken out a couple trees, pal.
And then of course he ran over the kid's dad.
His dad was already dead.
No, he was. And dead until he got run over by the giant diesel.
That's the irony there.
The
joke, of course, here all started because somebody said, "Hey, give me some songs I can listen to on a nice, contemplative drive."
A gentleman who was going through a divorce asked his brother to recommend some songs.
Say, listen to this one.
And listen to this
he
one.
He recommended this this beauty.
Yikes.
Okay. Once again, it's Red Sovine. And, mm-hmm.
From the album So Fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Fine.
The song is simply called Teddy Bear.
Yes, it's quite.
And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear.
Holy hell!
That's graphic. That just comes off.
This poor kid is being picked up by truckers, and he's just being bonged around the trucker community.
That's right.
He's given rides.
He's
getting rides in the truck.
He's getting. No, I rode Teddy Bear.
Because his dad used to give him rides.
His dad was a truck driver. So did he?
Yeah.
How did he get up in the truck?
They threw him up there.
How did he get home? I mean, I'm on my way to Omaha with this. Hope we can find someone to take you back.
Just so you know, Teddy Bear, this is costing me $1,500 for this little excursion.
Stop crying. You'll be home in a week.
Gas money. Gas money.
Look, I don't care if the wheelchair rusts. You're taking a shower.
We are horrible human beings.
No, it's his letter. It's the guy that wrote the letter. That's whose fault this is. Hey,
those braces aren't going to tip the scales, are they? I got a certain weight I got to keep here, pal. God.
Jeez.
I thought that the child had passed away.
No. He was in a chair.
Is there an album?
No, we know he was.
Remember back in the day, they would always have those themed albums.
Oh, sure.
Is there one that has all of the people dying in them?
Just the saddest song.
Like
a K-Tel thing?
Honey, I Miss
Bobby Goldsboro, yeah. Honey, I Miss You.
Blind Man in the Bleachers.
Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
Honey by Bobby Goldsboro.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? Oh,
The Last
well,
Kiss.
Oh, where has my baby been?
Oh, right.
Just awful.
Away from me.
What would that one be called?
I think that was called Last Kiss.
Last Kiss.
Yeah.
No, I mean, still
the album?
What would the album be called?
Oh, jeez. The last songs.
Yeah. Okay. say goodbye.
They always have like a picture of two like silhouetted people on a beach in a sunset as the list of songs would go
right?
up.
Yeah.
You would scroll up.
Isn't Ode to Billy Joe? That's somebody
that's
dies
a sad
in that
one.
One right?
Yeah, baby, bridge, for God's sake.
Jumped a baby off of it.
Yeah, threw a baby off of it.
Well, I thought he was...
It's open to interpretation, really.
Well.
He threw the baby off the bridge.
I thought Billy Jim McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie
bridge. He loved him, right? Is that the song?
You're getting too complicated. Now, let's move forward here. What's the essence of our letter?
Well, that was it. He recommended Teddy Bear by Red Sovine.
Red Sovine.
Yes.
Boy. Very, very nice.
How did that get recorded?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know who red lit or green lit that.
But. The producer.
I bet it was a big hit.
I think it was a big hit. Yeah, that was the time of that Red Sovine and Charlie Rich and.
Did
they all talk sing?
Charlie Pride. And,
mm-hmm.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
I like that one.
She walked out on me.
We got to get.
I hunted her down.
There has to have been a collection of Super Sad songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right up there.
Anybody, if you watch any football, see the commercial for Jim Beam?
Is it sad?
Da, da, da. They've turned that Sweet Caroline now into a TV commercial.
We all watch different commercials now.
Yeah.
We don't see.
That's always made me gag anyway.
Haven't you noticed that you're probably watching commercials for Volvo and Mercedes? And
we're watching them for Mazda. And
yeah, we're
Honda,
watching them
for Ford Focus.
Ford Focus, yeah. Chevy.
Yeah, and buying bulk stores.
Are you?
let's go around the horn. Christy, how many cars do you have?
Right now, I only have two.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Sold off a few.
Well, times are tough.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, time to move on.
Arthur Smith has been fired by the Atlanta Falcons as their head football coach. He completed his third straight losing season, 7-10. Each of his seasons, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10.
He's consistent.
One of the coaches on the hot seat. You got Ron Rivera, Washington. You got Antonio Pierce of the Vegas Raiders. They've got an eye on Jim Harbaugh, evidently. He's going to be the next coach of the Raiders. That's the rumor.
That's going to be
scuttle.
a big check.
It's a big check. $25 million a year is what he wants.
Oh, does he want to do it? Doesn't he already have a huge contract from Michigan?
Well, yeah, but he's been there, done that. He wants to be in the NFL now.
But tonight he's busy.
Tonight he's busy. Yes, Washington. And number one, Michigan. Number two, Washington. The college football playoff national championship in Houston.
Oh, sorry. I'm over here doing something. Give me a break. I was looking for something.
Give me a break.
Let's see.
What's here it is now.
Houston.
Houston.
In
Houston.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Houston.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Play that again. What was the end?
Houston.
Oh, jeez.
Is that our whale?
That's a whale. Now, Chick, many people don't realize that your background in radio is extensive.
Broadcast.
You have been broadcasting for 5 decades.
Coming up on 50 years, yep.
And you have, what's the word I'm looking for? You have broadcast in several so-called formats.
That's right.
That would include... being able to introduce songs from the country genre or whatever. Now, let's just say you had to introduce Red Sovine. I've got it all queued up here. If you'd like to show us just how you introduce this particular classic, please.
Coming up later this morning, we're going to have more from Red Sovine. We'll talk with the widow Sovine.
Oh, my God.
This is Teddy Bear.
I was on the outskirts.
So good. Very good. That was smooth.
Why is Red no longer with us?
There's no
way. If he is, he's 120.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be with us.
He's in jail.
Yeah. You call that living? I mean, no. Absolutely not.
Okay. Well.
Did he have any other hits?
Yeah, he did all right for a while.
Mangled Puppies, I think, was one of his hits.
Yeah, that was when a puppy got
Orphanage on Fire.
A motorcycle. Ever hear that one? A puppy got caught in a motorcycle chain. You remember
that was a classic hit.
The Christmas tree.
Orphanage on Fire was good. I thought
Kitten caught in a Christmas tree. That was read so much.
When I first heard the song, I thought they were...
They were all going to get out.
Yeah, you would think.
Look at Tom.
Well, I wish I could tell you that every one of them filthy little orphans got out.
But, oh, my God.
Some of them were the rags they were wearing. Well, they were far too soiled to not be flammable. You know what I'm saying?
Oil on and whatnot.
Jesus. Look at his face.
Doors were locked. We didn't know.
Anyway, I'm still here on the road. Guess I'm going to stop and get a pecan log. See ya.
I see a Stucky is coming.
Call with my name on it.
Ironically, I got this loaded casket.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.